This is the home of Cole & Company. For the ride home, weekdays 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan, the Cedar Valley sports leader.
All right, we're crunched for time, but in the final segment, some breaking Chicago Cubs news that must be addressed. But we're back in camp right now, and today it's eight-player football that we're previewing as we have stepped outside the Metro, caught up with those four head football coaches last week. Just got done talking with Gladbrook Rhinebeck coach John Olson right now. Don Bosco high school football coach Colby Yoder joins the show. Coach Yoder, how are you?
Not too bad. Just trying to get in the thick of things here and get rolling this year.
I would imagine coming off of a 6-2 season last year and came up short in the eight-player quarterfinals, lost to a really good Remsen St. Mary's team. So, Coach, let's just rip the Band-Aid off and start there. As you guys huddled up after the end of last season that I know fell short of your goals, what did you and your staff and your players take away from that 2021 season that you're applying toward this season to make it as successful as it can be?
You know, after last year, it's kind of been a learning experience for us, a lot of new faces. We had to, you know, we had to regroup. We went 0-2 in the first time in school history since we were an eight-man. So it was kind of an eye-opener for our kids, and I thought they rebounded really well. And we're just taking it in stride this year, and we're going to still going to try and get better every week. And, you know, we saw some good things in camp. You know, I think up front's probably our nucleus. This year we got almost our whole line of scrimmage back, and we'll have some new skilled guys. But I think we've been just concentrating on the X's and O's of football and trying to learn blocking and tackling. That's the name of the game. So that's where we're at right now, and we're trying to make it fun, trying to get understand the concepts of football right now. So
yeah,
that's about where we're at right now.
And you got some great weather this week, so hopefully you can get some really good work in. Before we talk a little bit more about camp, let's back up, Coach Yoder. You mentioned that you've got everybody back in the trenches. That, to me, speaks to if your Dons were in the weight room, if they were conditioning this summer, you guys got to feel good about that. So tell us, how do you think summer lifting, summer conditioning went?
You know, I think it went pretty well. A lot of these guys are multi-sport athletes, so, I mean, we don't get our hands on them a lot until we come to camp. So, you know, we got the two Terry brothers at Emerson Hahn. We got Ty Purdy, Miles McMahon. We've got a good nucleus of seniors up front. I mean, so Mac Ortner's a guy that really came along last year for us. I'm looking for really big things out of Mac this year. He's a guy that really put his time in the off season, getting bigger and stronger, and worked on a lot of footwork. So, you know, I think that's our nucleus up front, and just got to kind of groom our skilled guys along as we go, and it only counts at the end. So we're really trying to groom our guys. You know, last year we had a rough start, and, you know, these guys just kept persevering, and by the end of the year we were right in the mix again, and that's kind of where we hope to be. And we're going to take the same approach that we did last year and just keep learning. So try to get better every week.
Don Bosco, high school football coach Colby Yoder, our guest right now on a Monday edition of Cole & Company. Coach, beyond the fundamentals, I mean, anybody who's played high school football, follows the sport, knows that you get into preseason camp and a very large portion of camp is getting back to those fundamentals, like you mentioned, the blocking and the tackling. But, you know, we're a couple weeks away from kicking off this season. So when you get into the latter portion of camp, what do you and your staff typically do as you move away from coaching, drilling the fundamentals? And how much might this that other portion of camp change year to year based off of what you have as a team?
You know, we do a lot of scheming, and I know a lot of coaches, probably Coach Olson probably talks about, every team, you got to be ready for certain different circumstances and schemes that they're going to run at you. We're going to work on what works best for us and try and find ways to take advantage of their weaknesses and what we think are weaknesses. And they're going to do the same to us. I mean, we play a tough Eastern Valley team out the chute, so we're going to have to be really ready to go week one. And I mean, I'm looking forward to the challenge to see where we're at for sure. I just. We don't change preparation a lot. We prepare every week the same, other than the different schemes we put out there and blocking schemes and the fronts we throw at guys. So, you know, the last week of practice here coming up before we play Easton, we'll start, you know, drilling their plays and trying to figure out what's going to work for us and what's not going to work for us, those type of deals. And I think the big key for us is conditioning. I think last year, week one, we got outplayed. There's no doubt about it. And they were the better team that night for sure. But I think a lot of our shape hurt us bad, and I'm not going to let that happen again. I'll take the blame for that. And I just think we got to be ready. And I think these guys will be ready for the challenge. It's going to be a tough challenge, but I think it'll be a lot of fun too.
Hey, yeah, you got to run back that schedule. Flipping, you know, who's the home and away. So Easton Valley, Turkey Valley, once again at the start of that schedule for you. And, Coach, I get the impression from what you're saying that you don't intend on throwing a screwball and coming out and throwing it 60 times against those guys. Or maybe you will, and maybe you're just holding your cards close to your vest.
I think with Ty Purdy, we can do a few different things. I mean, he showed last year he could throw the ball pretty well. We didn't utilize Ty till later in the year, so we got to figure some things out ourselves as coaches. We've been mixing and matching a few things, and I'm hoping we maybe open up the playbook a little bit. But, you know, we're still a pretty run-hungry team, but especially with the guys we got up front. But we're going to see what happens. Hopefully we can surprise some teams for sure.
I haven't given up on you, Coach Yoder, because me and Coach Olson, I teased him for 2 years about running the ball so much when he had Keegan Gieskin. And then I told him when he was on earlier, I said, you got the greatest show on natural grass now in eastern Iowa. They were throwing the ball all over hell last season.
Oh, yes, they were. They were fun to watch. I mean, they're hard to prepare for. He does a great job getting his kids ready. So he's a lot of fun to work with, too.
Breaking news, Don Bosco going to throw the ball everywhere. This season, you heard it here first. Coach, defensively, you talked about Ty a little bit and Miles and some of your ball carriers on offense, but defensively, you mentioned how you like to scheme it up and throw some different fronts, but who are you looking to be leaders on that defense, and ultimately, what do you think will create the best version of this season's Don's defense?
You know, we got a few guys back on defensive with Jared and Jacob Thierry. Defensive line-wise, you're going to see a few new faces, too. Emerson Hahn's going to be in there. Mac's going to play. Mac didn't play a lot of defense last year. You're going to see Emerson Hahn and Mac probably showcase some of their skills. And then, you know, Miles McMahon's back. He's an all-district player for us. Miles, the guy that's probably going to step in and do some stuff is Kyler Kanak. And Caden Kanak, the two brothers, they're two guys that are real good little wrestlers for us, and they've been waiting to get themselves in the lineup here. And you know, they're both a little bit bigger. Tyler, with 26 pounders, up to about 160 now, so he's filled into his body a little bit. He's going to be a guy that on defense is going to come through for us, and Landon Fernandez. They're kind of the nucleus for us, and trying to work around those guys. And Dawson Youngblood's another guy that's going to be in the mix.
Coach Yoder, always a pleasure to learn about your team, and 8-player just seems like it continues to get tougher and tougher, and the quality of teams just seems to continue to rise.
It really does. I mean, every year you're scheming, you're seeing a lot of different things. I mean, I think about 10 years ago where we kind of, I mean, when we first started, there weren't many quarterbacks running the ball, and it seems like 90% of the kids are running the ball, or they're opening up and throwing all over now. You're seeing a lot more talented kids, and a lot of more teams dropping 8-man. I think they're finding out it's a pretty fun game, you know. So it's an up and up thing. I think 8-man football is a lot of fun to watch, and I think a lot of people enjoy watching it.
And your team's certainly one of them. Best of luck, best of health, Coach. A lot of fun as always to catch up with you, and we'll look forward to having you back on the show. After your guys have racked up some W's this season.
Well, thank you. We appreciate you having us.